from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to another week of podcasts. In fact, the final week of podcasts for 2024.
Are you going to do a podcast every single day this week? I thought you were really going to like check out.
Look, Friday will be a bit touch and go, I think.
You're going to want to get out of here on Friday.
Yeah, yeah. But every other day, yeah.
Imagine how dead the Sunny Coast is going to be by Friday. Last Friday, everybody was gone by midday. People were checking out left, right. This office loves an early finish on a Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. They will be gone skis. Hey, should I be concerned? I just got a notification from Google Home saying cameras turned off to save battery.
Oh.
Should I be concerned that my partner has turned off the cameras?
Or has he just done it?
Well, I don't know.
They'll do it. They've probably got down to 20% or something.
Okay, so he's not bloody sneaking chicks in?
I mean, why would he do that 10 minutes before you get home?
I don't know. I don't know how dudes work.
Walk in when you get home. Who is she? Just instantly.
Why are the cameras off?
Big dog it.
I hope no one's... Oh, this isn't live. Okay. By the time you listen to this podcast, robbers, if you're thinking, oh, Ellie's cameras are turned off, they'll be back on, okay?
Imagine if the robbers were robbing your house listening to your own podcast.
Oh, gosh. Poor things. Not only do I have nothing to steal, but you also have to listen to my stupid radio show.
Take whatever you want, but we'll take the listeners to our podcast.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Help yourself to Ellie's fine art, whatever she's got in her house.
Oh, I've got an expensive new blower. You'll hear about that in today's show.
Where do you keep that? Just for reference?
In a room?
In a room. You keep a blower in the room.
In a
room?
No,
you don't. You keep it in the garage.
I actually said that because we've got all these Ryobi stuff now.
Yeah.
And I said that to Dan on the weekend. I said, if anyone robs our garage, they're going to get a fair bit of stuff. So don't.
You heard it here first, robbers. Put it down.
Oh, well, no one listens to the podcast anyway. All right. Enjoy. Just kidding. We love you.
Live across the Sunny Coast.
You can hear the brain cells from here, can't you, Sunny Coast?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Holy mackerel, Tazzy. I just realised.
Final week, baby.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
There was hardly any traffic this morning. I was driving around. There was some.
Yeah.
But you could tell a lot of people on holiday already.
Oh, absolutely. My e-scoot to work was... Not another person in sight.
No, well, that's because it scares people.
And it was raining.
Yeah, and you're in a poncho and you look ridiculous.
I've lost me poncho, actually.
Did it fly off you at insane speeds that you go on that thing?
Honestly, I don't know what to do. I couldn't go to the gym this morning because I couldn't find my poncho, so I ended up coming into work at 9 a.m.
Did you call your gym, let them know you're not going to be there?
No.
I know they build the class around whatever you want to do.
No, I think they're probably unsurprised that I didn't rock up on a Monday morning.
Oh, it's a whole week in a row. Weird. Hey, Sunny Coast, if you're at work like us, hopefully one more week before you get a couple of days, if not a couple of weeks off for Chrissy.
We're calling it Wheels Down Week. You know.
We're often wheels down from a Wednesday onwards for our week, but we're really wheels down for a Monday as well.
Yeah, it's tough, but someone's got to do it. If you're slugging it out like us until Christmas, then welcome to the show. And if you are already on holidays.
Totally.
Maybe you're visiting the coast, welcome.
Or if today's your last day, you've popped into the office just to tick off some forms, have that meeting,
that's
and then you're
silly.
Done.
That's
you know?
Silly to finish on a Monday.
Oh, but it might be a couple of hours.
Yeah.
There'll be people doing that.
Okay, well, you know, hey, I'm not here to judge. I mean, I did just call you silly, but that's okay. All right, today's show is going to be a bit of fun. Later on this hour, we're getting our big boss, Benny, on. He doesn't know it yet, but we have a request for him before the year is out.
Yeah, everybody's going on strike, it feels like. And I thought, why not give Ellie and Taz a little bit of a piece of the strike pie?
So we say after just declaring we're doing zero work this week. We deserve it.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I have a moral dilemma.
Hit me.
A question that I know you love this sort of stuff, and unfortunately you're my only sounding board.
Well, I am, you know, a woman of high morals and ethics, and so I feel like coming to me for advice on how to be a better person.
You think you're qualified to help me out here? Something happened to me this morning. I think I did the wrong thing. Well, you know what? Actually, I think I did a all right thing, but I was crucified for it.
Okay.
I'm going to run it by you, and I want you to tell me what I did wrong and what I should have done.
So you don't think you're in the wrong?
No.
Everyone else thinks you are?
Yes.
Okay.
I was talked about by some mums.
Oh.
Mm. So I went to Murray's Cafe this morning, just off 6th Ave.
Yep.
For breakfast.
Beautiful.
And you have to walk there. So I parked around the corner, probably two or three streets away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was raining. Heavy rain.
Classic.
me and a friend walking in the rain under an umbrella, full-size umbrella, right? Mm-hmm. Get to the cafe, do a little shake of the umbrella.
How many times?
About that much shaking.
Couldn't keep up with
about that much shaking. Okay. It was sort of a time. Shake, 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 shake.
Shake, 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 shake. Shake your booty.
Shake your booty. Okay. Bring the umbrella in.
Yep.
Then I walk the umbrella through the cafe to my table that's at the back of the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, all the water from the umbrella is dripping off and I am leaving a rather large trail of water behind me.
Yep.
As I walked past, two ladies next to me were sort of, as I walked past them, they've gone, oh, check out what he's done with his umbrella. He's ruined it. Ruined the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did I do wrong? What should I have done? My table's at the back of the cafe. I've got a wet umbrella. It's pouring down outside.
Yep. You quite obviously always leave your umbrella at the door.
I looked. There wasn't a place, at least that I saw, for umbrellas. Should I have found somewhere outside to just leave it?
Yeah, you just you lean it up against
the wall. So I did do the wrong thing.
Yeah, okay. There's a way around it.
There was a lot of water off the umbrella.
It depends a lot on, are we talking like a golf umbrella, the one that you can't condense into a small...
Can't condense it. It's always the full length.
Dog act.
Really?
Yeah, should have left it outside.
It's the big man's umbrella, the
if
big dog umbrella.
One of the little handbag ones that can... Nah. Smaller surface place.
Big one.
Yeah.
It'd fill this room.
Yeah, you're a dog. You're the dirtiest of dogs.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you deserve to be snickered at by coffee-drinking mothers.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Yeah. They could have gotten up, slipped over.
Yes.
You know the staff from Murray's Cafe
would
have had to get up and pop out a slippery when wet sign just because you'd walked through.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was bad for me.
Oh, this guy. Check him out.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, we like to be on top of it, finger on the pulse kind of show. If something's happening, people are talking about it, then Ellie and I are onto it. 2024 seems to be the year of going on strike.
Mm.
There's Qantas, there's Woolworths. We've had council waste workers as well, around 60 here in Queensland go on strike in the last couple of months.
Yeah, it just seems like workers get fed up with their pay, with their working conditions, and they say, we're not going to rock up for a day, which, you know what, props to you. Cost of living's rising, wages are not.
Totally. They need better working conditions. That's often what people ask for.
Mm-hmm.
And more pay. Those are the two big ones that you always hear on the news. I had a look overseas as well. Canada, pretty much their entire postal service went on strike.
Yeah, right.
55,000 people went on strike.
If Australia Post did that right now, just before Christmas, Mama would not be getting her Black Friday purchases, which have still not arrived.
Could you imagine? Okay, so what I'm thinking we do. We call Big Boss Benny.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for more pay into 2025 and whatever better working conditions means.
Yeah.
I'd like an air hockey table in our area. What do you want to ask
Well, you know, I've been advocating for a while for a masseuse around here.
Great.
We work in a stressful job.
Yep.
We have to talk all the time.
Yeah.
We have to be relaxed and happy on the radio.
Professional
yappers. Otherwise it shows. Mm. Yeah. If we're tense and angry, then it shows, and the people in their cars listening to us will also be tense and angry, and then we've got a tense and angry Sunshine Coast.
Oh, my gosh.
So
road rage is happening, and it's all because no masseuse here in the studio.
We need a little shoulder rub just to get through the day.
I'm thinking we call Big Boss Benny
and
we big dog him. We put our foot down, we come in hard, and we go, we are going to stop for the year. Wednesday is going to be our final show.
Yeah.
Let's take Thursday, Friday. Let's take them off.
I mean, we do have a work lunch on Thursday, though. It's free lunch.
Do you want to just take Friday then?
Yeah. I mean, can we take Thursday afternoon off?
Yeah,
okay. So we get the free lunch.
Yeah, so Thursday, 3 p.m., we're going to start work. We're going to go on strike.
Yeah.
And we're going to finish going on strike when? When's our finish? End of the week. But we're on holidays. Perfect.
Might be hard to sell the bad working conditions.
Friday, 6 p.m. is when we'll come back. So he'll lose two shows. He's going to have to crumble.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
And they're important shows because it's the lead up to Christmas.
Oh, everyone is listening.
And
at
it's
this point.
Bad weather. People need to know to put their lights on and stuff.
Totally. Okay, let's call him next.
Is Justin Bieber dropping any new songs? Because if he does and we're not here to tell people about
who's going to know?
Will anyone, did how a much, tree fall in the woods if how, no one was there to hear it?
How much more pay? Do you want to ask for an extra 50%?
Yeah.
50%.
Oh, I was going to say double it, but we
double it. Well, okay, yeah, we'll double it. We'll double the pay.
How much are we worth to him?
Double the pay. Right. Otherwise, you lose two shows, Big Boss Benny. We call him next.
All right. CFM.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
We are Ellie and Taz. We are your drive show. We, you know, you feel good drive home from 3 till 6
you're used
every
to
weekday.
Us. Yeah, exactly. And you're used to us being on air all the time.
You can count on us.
However, we might be leaving early because we're upset. We're going on strike, Sunny Coast.
We want to give it a try. Everyone else, Qantas is doing it. Woolworths is doing it.
Totally. The entire Postal Service of Canada did it.
Yeah.
And they got more money. They get better working conditions.
Yeah, well, I think Qantas are doing it again on Friday to really sink the boot in.
Didn't work. We might have to do this again. We might have to take more days off.
I mean, I do have leave booked after Christmas. So.
Fair. It might have to be a 2025 thing. Okay. But we just thought, let's finish early. Mm-hmm. Let's call the boss right now. I'm trying to pump myself up. Because we're going to make the call. Here we go. We're calling him. We're going to tell him that we're going on strike. Here we go. Let's go. Let's get him.
This sounds like Ellie and Taz.
Hello, Benjamin. It is. Yes, it's Eleanor and Tarrant here. Your most esteemed colleagues, employees and friends.
What do you want?
This is what we're talking about.
Here we go. So, you know what? Let's get straight to it.
Yeah.
If you want to know, what we're calling for, Benny?
This is going to be bad.
Here we go. So 2024 has been the year of the strike. Lots of people striking, saying they're not going to show up for shifts unless demands are met, Ben.
That's basically Ellie every day.
Okay, it is not.
It is, and it's especially Ellie and I this afternoon, Ben.
Oh, you're a team today. Okay, I've got the team, so that's fine.
Yeah, we are a team, and we are calling to inform you that from Thursday at 3 p.m.
After
the free lunch,
we
are going on strike for the rest of the week.
Yeah, good. I'll just do the show. That's fine.
Hang on. So you're going to lose.
That's fine. I'll just do the show.
You're going to lose ratings, Ben.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. Not with the gear that you two have been doing lately. I'll jump on, bring the sizzle, play some tracks, give away some cash, laughing.
Don't you want to know what we're asking in return, Ben? That's how straight all that works.
Really threatening to me. Oh, I'm going to miss out on a day that Ellie lost her iPods again.
That was a great story.
That was a good story.
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. Went 9 minutes too long. I reckon I'll just do the show. That's fine. You take a day off.
Well, Ellie and hang on. This isn't going the way we need it to, Ellie. Let's.
Do we extend the strike?
Oh, have you got demands, have you?
Yes.
We've got demands.
These will be good. Let's see what sort you put into these.
Well, firstly, we want double the pay.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. Next.
Well, you can't just say next. We hold the upper hand here.
Are you writing this down, Ben? Because this is very important stuff.
Yeah, I'm having my EA scribe it. Can you write that down?
Get rid of your EA. Spend that money on our doubled salaries, please.
There you go. What's your next one?
We'd like better working conditions.
What do you mean? You work 3 hours a day. Well, what's the problem? And you're always asking me to put stuff on the company card so you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, we would like our own company card.
Yeah, we need a company card and a weekly masseuse as well in the studio.
Because if we get stressed, then the people listening to us get stressed and we can't have a stressed Sunny Coast.
Ellie, you get everyone in the office to massage you as it is.
So these are our demands, Benny. Meet them or else suffer the consequences. No show Thursday, Friday.
I guess I'll be advertising for a new drive show.
No, we don't. Like,
hang on.
No,
Benny,
don't fire us. No, that's silly.
We still want jobs.
Oh, right.
Ellie, just between you and me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be replaced.
No.
Let's scrap the strike.
No, we can't. We've gone hard.
There we go. Put him on hold. I thought he was on hold. I don't want to.
I want the days off.
But I still want a job in 2025.
Yeah.
So let's go back
and
we'll say we'll accept his conditions. Okay. Here we go.
Hi, Ben. We've decided that we would like to stay employed here. So we'll just take the doubled salary and you can scrap the masseuse. I think that's fair.
Final offer. What do you think?
No. I'm going to go.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, while we're in the final week of our show properly for the year, you will hear Ellie and I over the Christmas break, but just bits and pieces, but not the Ellie and Taz show as such. We thought we would count down our favourite 5 bits that we've done in 2024.
Yeah, all top 5. It's been tough to pick. because
we found four and we had to scramble for a fifth. How are we doing this? Are we counting down 5 to 1 or are we just going to do in no particular order?
I think we do no particular order. The people can decide their order.
Okay.
If they listen each day, they can let us know which Fair. Their favourite was.
Okay, well, we're going back about 6 months or so. I think it was like June, July-ish. Mm-hmm. We did our Nicklin Way Marathon.
Yep.
This was an idea where you growing up on the sunny coast, you know, and even if you just live and work and having to put up with the Nicklin Way every single day, it's a terror. It's a terrible road.
Yep. So we thought, why not drive it for 12 hours straight? Silly thing to do.
We had one goal. Can we get from top to bottom in the Nicklin Way and do the perfect run?
Mm.
Not hit a red light. Can the perfect run be done? We had 12 hours to try and find out.
Let's turn this on. Or not.
God,
oh, no.
This is not a good start. You know how to drive the car? We should have checked that before we start.
Hang on.
Hey!
We got there.
We're off.
We got there.
See you in 12 hours.
So where do you want to go?
It's too early for bags.
Outside Kiwana Surf Outlet at 5:56 training.
Very early. What are we doing?
And what are we wearing? Oi! Ellie and, oh, you can't see mine, but just assume mine says Taz. We have, how long have we got? Not much longer.
All right,
we've got to hop in the car and go.
12 hours up and down the Nicklin Way. Let's do it, baby.
Woo,
six o'clock.
All right, lights change. It's the time that has officially started. We're at Jessica Boulevard about to turn on to Nicklin Way.
Change lights.
We are halfway up Nicklin Way, not even. We've had two red lights.
This is terrible. Who came up with this?
It's the 6 a.m. run. This was supposed to be the quickest. All right, lap one complete as we enter this roundabout.
Time.
14 minutes and 7 seconds. Lap one. Let's write it down. First two laps, donezo.
You can have this, Janie.
Thank you. Switch drivers, you can have the bloody spreadsheet.
I don't want that, but I don't want that. I don't want this.
Admin's not fun. I'd rather drive.
This, I don't want all this. This is too much.
You need to mark down the red lights, boy.
Don't stop, Chaney. Don't stop.
Crawl.
Yay! And stop.
And we're in the roundabout.
14:09.
Oh! Any words?
I think I'm broken.
We've only been going 5 hours.
Delirium is starting to send us.
I'm losing my marbles.
10.5 hours in. We just went through Zarafa's.
We don't want cheese on toast, but we were given it because we ordered what the car in front of us got. And the only thing we've got to drink in this goddamn car is choc mint flavoured, and only psychopaths order choc mint. I'm sorry. I'm done with this damn road.
6 p.m., 12 hours later, this car from Sunshine Toyota not letting us down either.
It can't be effing done. Sorry to get vulgar. It can't be done. A perfect run from 6 to 6.
We didn't do it. We let you down. Sorry, Sunny Coast.
I'm sorry. We really tried. We really tried. Down
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Now, sometimes there are mysteries across the Sunny Coast that Ellie Chaney Investigations needs to solve. We thought that maybe we could pack up shop and not have to solve any more mysteries for 2024. However, there has been a case opened.
Good. I was kind of hoping we didn't have to shut up shop because, you know me, I have two passions in life.
Mm.
Coke Zero
yep.
and solving investigations.
And espresso martinis.
Oh, that's the third. That is the third. All right. Thank you. Welcome to my office. I've got my intern over there to grab you a cup of coffee. That's you. You're the intern.
Yeah, I'm your only employee. Yeah. I do everything around here apart from have my name on the front of the building. That's
well, you're now my intern and my client because you're bringing me a mystery.
I've come to you with a case.
Yes.
Sherlock, I need a solution here. Where the hell has tinsel gone?
Oh, this is a loaded question.
2024, no more tinsel. I've not seen tinsel on a Christmas tree all day. I've seen three different Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it this morning and went, oh, it's baubles, Christmas lights.
Baubles is a funny word, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Just. Any baubles. Time of year, people are crucifying you for that. Excuse me. Sorry. Back to tinsel.
Yeah.
No tinsel on the first tree. Tinselless second tree.
Mm-hmm.
Tinselless third tree. I think tinsel is officially uncool.
Interesting. Interesting, interesting, interesting. I mean, earlier in the month you brought to the show, where have Christmas cards gone? Mm-hmm. And we've solved that mystery and we've put Christmas cards back out into the community.
Totally.
Tinsel, however, I think tinsel is a lazy man's hack.
For what?
For decorating a Christmas tree.
But you're supposed to decorate a Christmas tree.
Yeah, but you just chuck the tinsel on and it's done, rather than hanging individual ornaments.
No, you're still
baubles.
The tinsel doesn't replace... You're still bauble. Tinsel doesn't replace any feature
of
the Christmas tree.
Yeah, but it can. No. You could get just a regular Christmas tree, pop some tinsel on, and it's decorated.
Wow. Lights. So, I think lights are needed.
Also, you could do that. The same applies to lights. I think it's a lazy man's hack, but also... It does have, and I'm not saying I believe this, it does have a bit of a povo connotation. Like, it's not the fanciest, I think.
But it's not supposed to.
Don't
throw your hands up. That was your opinion.
No, it's not my opinion.
Whose opinion is it?
I'm speaking on behalf of the people.
Do you think 2024 people are just done with tinsel?
No.
Are we done with tinsel?
I think if you're lazy, you're not done with tinsel.
If you're big tinsel out there, how do you fix your brand?
How do you get your shares to go up?
Going into 2025.
Probably get Cristiano Ronaldo to do a post about it.
Yeah, you need to send him some tinsel, don't you?
That'll be where I'd start.
Sunny Coast, help me out here. Can you stop talking?
Mr. Beast can do a video on tinsel.
Can you stop saying really, really big influencer names
Beyonce.
That you know? Those are the three that you've got.
Yeah.
Mr. Taylor Beast, Swift. Ronaldo, Beyonce.
Yeah. If Taylor Swift had tinsel-encrusted cowboy boots on her Eras tour, you better believe it's back in fashion.
There's a lot of words coming out of your mouth. Sunny Coast, can you hop on to our Instagram? Help us out here. CFM.radio. Head to our Instagram story. Did you put tinsel on your tree this year? Yes, no. We will check in 24 hours' time. I'm saying tinsel's dead.
You're saying tinsel's... All right,
I think more people will have gone tinsel-less.
Feel free to call as well. Get involved with this if your thoughts on tinsel. God, we are scraping the barrel this year.
Let's do that. We've got a family pass up for grabs as well to Wildlife HQ. Native, exotic, iconic, next to the big pineapple. Could be sending you and the family there. 545-11919. Simple question. Where's the tinsel at?
And which influencer do you think should promote it? No? Okay.
And Shaylee's in Caloundra West. Hello, Shaylee.
Hello.
Where do you think tinsel's gone, or are you one of the rare households that's sporting tinsel this year?
I am definitely one of the rare households sporting tinsel. Our tree is definitely not Instagrammable or TikTokable. It is full of tinsel and handmade crafts and everything.
You got a favourite decoration on there, Shaylee?
Probably we have some handmade wreaths that hang on our front door made by the kids from school.
Beautiful.
See? Macaroni wreaths or something.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Christmas doesn't have to be about stylish, classy, matching,
doesn't
Christmas
it?
Tree.
No.
This is huge coming from Ellie. Why have you done a 180?
So we definitely have all the tinsel on there.
Beautiful. Love that, Shaylee.
How many tinsels you got, Shaylee?
How many tints?
We have three. So we have gold, green, and red.
Triple tints.
Triple tints.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't see that every day.
The trip tints.
No colour coordination at my house.
No. You get along well with my parents, Shaylee. They're the same.
They also have zero style.
Coordination. There's a difference. Thank you, Shaylee. Let's get the thoughts of Emma from Little Mountain. Hi, Em.
Hi, how are you?
We're well, thanks. What are your thoughts on tinsel?
I don't have tinsel on my tree, but I do have it on my computers at work.
Why is it not good enough for the tree, Emma?
Because I don't have any.
Yeah, Taz.
Oh, okay.
She hasn't bought any.
So if you had some, you'd put it on the tree?
Possibly, yes.
There we go. Two tinsel fans straight off the bat, Tassie.
I agree. That's two yeses so far.
All
okay.
Right.
Maybe tinsel's back.
Maybe it is. Let's keep the investigation going. 545-11919. Get involved. Hey, we're talking tinsel this afternoon because our lives are fun and we're getting close to Christmas and we're running out of stuff to talk about.
Don't poo-poo my idea.
Sorry. No,
don't yuck my yum. Thank you.
Well, you've come to me as a client of Ellie Cheney Investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And you've asked, where's tinsel?
Well,
where's
you're
it
not,
gone?
You're not bringing any cases anymore. I think I've brought all three cases this year of Ellie Chaney investigations.
Yeah, you're the intern. You need to bring new business. That's part of your role.
Can next year you bring some cases?
If they come to me.
Okay, let's get back on track for a second instead of playing these mind games. We're talking tinsel. I don't think people are using it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think people see it as uncool.
Mm-hmm.
545-11919. We do have a family pass up for grabs for Wildlife HQ Zoo.
Yeah, let's go to Jill in Maroochydore. Jill, have you got tinsel on your tree?
Definitely not.
Oh.
Okay, this is perfect. Jill, why not? Why have you gone tinselless?
I'll be honest, and it's no offence to anyone out there that likes tinsel, but I think less is more sometimes. So when you've got baubles and you've got, you know, lights and you've got everything going on with the star on the top, tinsel looks a little tacky.
Tinsel's tacky. Yeah, look, that is what I was worried about as with the general consensus on tinsel.
Yeah.
When I began this investigation.
You called it povo.
I did.
That is a difference between tacky and povo. Just going to put it out there.
Tacky's probably a better
word. Her words, not mine, Jill. What can tinsel do to improve its image next year to get it on your tree?
Oh, gosh. I don't think there is a way because I haven't put it on there for quite some time. When you've got these classy decorations, unless it's like some new tinsel, I don't know. They'll have to really rebrand tinsel, wouldn't they?
Big tinsel, go back to the drawing board. Jill is not happy with
that. Not exist is the only option Jill's giving them.
Yep.
All right, thank you for your insight. One vote for tacky tinsel. Tacky tinsel Taz. Jen from Bocarina, thoughts on tinsel?
Love it.
You love it?
But first of all, I was going to say, my daughter said, why are you ringing in? You're only going to embarrass yourself and put your reputation at risk.
Oh, big words. Big words from Zoe.
I'm glad you're going to put the reputation on the line for this tinsel topic, Jen. Where do you sit?
I haven't bought tinsel over and over each year. I've only bought it like once when they were younger and we reused the same one over and over.
Yeah.
Reuse. Hey, it's better for the environment.
Totally.
I don't think, for example, Big W sells tinsel anymore with, like, they sell environmentally friendly tinsel, which is no good. That's why it's disappeared from a lot of shops and doesn't seem to be the choice of decoration.
Wow.
That's a good
thank
option.
Thank you, Jen. You're in the draw for that family pass to Wildlife HQ as well. Good luck.
No worries, thanks.
All right, let's go now to 12-year-old Lily. Lily, do you like tinsel or are you not a fan?
We have tinsel on our tree.
Do ya?
I think it looks good and people should be using it.
What colour tinsel have you got?
We covered a frame from Bunnings in green tinsel for our tree.
Oh, tinsel can be used in craft, Taz. Yeah. We didn't think of that.
I don't mind that at all. Okay, Lily, so the Sunshine Coast is listening. Maybe they're not using tinsel. Why would you say they should?
Because tinsel makes trees look a lot better.
Oh, there's the tagline for Big Tinsel.
To Big Tinsel is listening. They're loving it, Lily. Thank you so much for backing tinsel.
No problem.
Oh, it was a little bit of a weird thank you, wasn't it? But guess what? Let's make it up to your family pass to Wildlife HQ, native, exotic, iconic, next to the big pineapple. Lily, take the family. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for backing tinsel.
What is our job?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This is such a crappy story, but it was the highlight of my weekend.
The fact that you know it's crappy makes it already better than most of your stories. Because sometimes you tell stories and I'm like, that was bad. You go, what? No, it was great.
Well, like often, you know, I'll come in, I'll scour the news each day, try find content for the show.
Yep.
And then I'll also look at my own life and think, you know, what's happened to me in the last 48 hours that I can talk about on the show?
What happened to a friend that I can just say happened to me?
This was the highlight of my very boring weekend. Went to Bunnings.
The fact that people aren't switching stations is crazy.
Wait, it's a win.
Okay.
I had a win.
Okay.
So my...
Are we going to have a win?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
I mean, stick around. News is up next. You'll learn something then, I'm sure. So my partner said to me, we need to buy a new battery for the mower on the weekend. And I was like, are you kidding me? We're heading into Christmas. I've spent all my money on presents and like I'm broke as... I don't want to spend money on a new battery for the
mower. Also, why does your lawnmower need a new battery? You've never mowed the lawn.
Because we added
Dan's done it probably once or twice. It's mostly his brother mowing your lawn.
Yeah, but we added some more grass to the backyard. So now
It takes two batteries. It takes 10 minutes to mow your lawn.
No, it doesn't anymore. Now we need two batteries to get it all done in one go. Otherwise, you have to mow half, wait for it to recharge, mow it again. It's a stupid flaw in the mower design. Don't get me started. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I was so off having to spend the money. $300 is what it costs to get a new stupid battery.
You don't even mow.
So we go there. I begrudgingly, like I was, and I was, you know, it's that time of the month, so I was in a bad mood as well. So I'm begrudgingly spending $300 on this stupid thing. And then we're walking out of Bunnings and we see the blower is there.
Yeah.
That comes with a battery.
Yeah.
And a blower.
Yeah.
Also for $300.
Yeah.
So you buy the blower, you get the battery.
That's how they get you.
Plus you get a free blower.
Totally.
So I just went up to the returns desk and I said, excuse me, can I make an exchange? I'd like to exchange this $300 battery.
You just bought the battery.
Yeah.
So that might be the fastest return of anything ever.
Yep. And the
you weren't even out of the shop.
Nah. The lovely lady at the counter, she was like, oh, you've got yourself a steal there, haven't you? Isn't that
didn't happen.
Yes, I have.
I believe everything up until she goes, until she cared about what you were doing.
She did. I said, look, they're both $300. She said, I know.
Where's Dan in all this?
He was there.
He's the guy in Bunnings.
Yeah.
He was stoked too, wasn't he?
Yeah, we were all stoked. I went from being that time of the month mad begrudging Ellie to I just got an absolute bargain.
I'm feeling a bit time of the monthy at the moment because of that story.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This is our favourite game. It's called Bandle. There's a mystery song that we have to guess. It changes every single day. And why Ellie and I love it so much is we don't know the answer.
No.
We're playing along just like you, Sunny Coast. 545-11919 is our number. Call through when you know what this mystery song is. We're going all the way back. Cast your minds back to 2020.
The COVID year.
Yeah, four years ago.
Lockdowns, border closures, mask wearing.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Oh.
I had a breakup.
Oh, we don't remember that.
It's not a good year. But the music also wasn't that great, to be honest.
No, it was pretty quiet. Everybody kind of went, we're not releasing music in this.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The first layer has the drums plus sound effect.
Ooh.
So we'll see what that is.
Okay, here we go. If you know it, give us a call. Oh, there's the sound effect. It's a club song.
Oh. No, I got it. Hang on. Oh, no.
Taz is having a conniption right now. He's taking his headphones off. You need them to be able to hear the song.
I need it to not be able to hear you for a bit.
I mean, a lot of sound effects in there.
A lot of sound effects. Okay. Yeah, that's the bit. Can we play that layer again? We've never done this before. Can we play that layer? It's that da-da-da-da-da bit. 545-11919 when you think you know it. Oh, no.
Do a leaper.
Yes. Yes.
One to pick up the phone. No, we only come.
No, it's not that. It's, you're right with Dua. What is it, though? Why Dua Lipa? Don't start. Don't start now. Don't start.
Oh, yeah, don't start now.
Do you think so? Can we hear the next layer? That'll give it away.
Okay, all right. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. Taddy. What a beautiful...
I can't take
team effort.
But I can't take any credit for this because you got
can.
Me the Dua Lipa bit.
Yeah, but should we hear the real version?
Yeah. Don't show up, don't come out, don't stop caring.
to the sunny coast. I feel like we ruined that for everyone else.
We did, but we had fun though.
Yeah, that's what this is all about.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I'm just doing a particular call out to Anthony Albanese. Mm. Albo, you're listening?
I think he is.
I think he listens.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Because I'm talking directly to you. Japan has introduced something to citizens of Tokyo and workers in the Tokyo metropolitan government that I think we should implement here. I've spoken about it many times on the show.
Earlier finish on a Friday?
No.
Is it a day off? Is it a four-day working week?
You got it. Four-day working weeks for Tokyo government employees.
Oh, so if you work for the council and stuff.
Mm-hmm. 4 days. Now, this is something that's taken off in so many different parts across the world.
I think Sweden's been
doing it for years.
I was talking about this to my mates over the weekend.
Yeah.
About how happier it makes people.
Right.
How much happier it is.
Well, that's not why Japan's doing it. Japan is doing it for a different reason.
Oh, they love it. Oh.
To encourage people to get a bit more frisky.
Really? More time off?
More time off.
Because they are workaholics.
More friskiness.
Notoriously.
They are. They are indeed. They've got a very strong work culture.
Yeah.
But their fertility rate is rapidly declining.
Good to know you had this song very easy to get to. You didn't have to look for where the sexy music was.
Well, I've got a few to choose from. I've got slow romantic or sexy upbeat or sexy careless whisper.
What's this one?
This one's sexy upbeat.
Love it.
Slow romantic's a bit more.
So would Albo be doing it so that we could...
Yeah, well, look, our population rate is, you know, it's fine, but yeah, it's slowing.
Mm.
But yeah, in Japan, it's not to encourage people to get more sexy, but it's to encourage working mothers to go back to the, you know, to have kids still work to make it easier.
Yeah.
But do you know what I read in this article? For a population to remain stable, it needs a fertility rate of 2.1. So does that mean every woman has two children?
Yes.
For every one
2.1
person.
2.1 for a family.
So you need to kind of keep doubling the population.
Well, so like you and Dan, for example, are two people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had two kids and then you both passed away, you're not adding to the population number. You're not growing the population long term, are you?
Yeah.
You'd need to have more humans than you and your partner are.
I'm just going to bring the sexy bed upbeat down when we're talking about me and Dan.
Actually, put on the careless whisper for that one.
Too much.
But yeah, 2.1.
Right.
So if you've got anything less than that, you're not adding to the population, I think.
So you and I, and you are...
Talk about us and put the sexy music on.
The sexy music is very much down.
Put it into the negative.
You and I...
No.
Oh, no.
Still has bang in
choice.
It. No.
Oh, gosh. You and I... Actually, you and I...
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
It's cute friendship.
Okay, so we need to both pop out two kids, is what I'm reading.
I don't want to.
But can we get the four-day working week without having the kids?
Albo's going to switch off, I feel, at this point.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Okay, so I've got a friend of mine moving to the sunny coast, and she is looking for a family home.
Mm-hmm.
She went onto realestate.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
Great spot, right? You can see all your rentals, buy, sell, whatever.
Yep.
She's gone through the rentals and she was looking at Meriden Plains.
Beautiful.
$575 per week. Have a listen to this, right? Meriden Plains, $575 per week. Two bed, two bath, a car, and it looks like there could be a study as well. She's only sent me a little screenshot, so I don't have all the details.
Mm-hmm.
It's a unit available today, the 14th. Oh, a couple of days ago, the 14th of December.
Not
right?
bad, yeah.
Pretty cool. $575, two bed, two bath, one car. One photo.
Oh,
can
like
you
that.
Tell everybody the one photo and what it is?
No, that's not real.
It's real. So she's come across this on realestate.com.au. Tell the Sunny Coast what that is.
It's a cartoon house.
Yeah.
It's like, looks like the Simpsons house.
Yeah, and it's a
is
colouring
it the Simpsons
in.
House?
No, it's a, like a colouring in picture that somebody's coloured in.
No, you can't do that.
That's the only picture of the house. She sent it to me and went, would you be able to talk about this on the air? And I was like, definitely
is
can.
Is there a description? Do we know why there's no
pictures? She says the rest of the ad is normal. Just the one picture. There's no picture of the actual place.
There's no reference to it.
It's just a very badly coloured in picture of a house.
Oh, don't say that. I'm sure some six-year-old spent time on that.
They're mostly in the lines. They have stayed in the lines.
Yeah.
I've put it up on the CFM story on Instagram, cfm.radio. So there's two things for you to get involved with this afternoon.
Yeah.
Do you put tinsel on your tree? Because that was about an hour ago we asked that. 80% of people are saying that they do not. Just quickly.
Really?
And then the second one is this colouring in picture of a house in Meriden Plains for $575 per week, which, in this economy, barge on.
Absolutely. And also, rental crisis, vacancy rates low. Snap it up. Did you tell it to apply?
We'll take pictures of houses at this point. That's how desperate we are.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.